1:15 in the afternoon. This is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Jagru. It's 17 sunny and, oh, it's getting humid outside our East York studios. Now, in the news today. Oil spills flowing in from the Mexican Gulf is threatening to damage the coastal United States, particularly the lush wetland of Louisiana. So far, the disaster that caused the spill is unknown, but what we do know is that 10 days ago, the rig drilling the well exploded into flames, and over 200,000 gallons of oil is pouring into the ocean. Until the disaster can be explained, the White House is putting a hold to any new offshore oil projects. At this rate, at 200,000 gallons a day, the oil spill could be the worst in U.S. history, surpassing the Alaskan Exxon Valdez disaster of 1989. High winds, high tides, and high waves are expected through Sunday, and this could push the oil even deeper into Louisiana. Now, taxi ladies are a rare breed in a major city like Toronto. Only 5% of cab drivers are female. But one taxi lady today speaks about the inequality she faces in the city. Fazia Karim, a 41-year-old immigrant from Bangladesh. She's been refused from work, leasing a car, and getting bank loans. It has been an uphill battle for her to cab. Karim says she feels the stigma of being a female driver is unwarranted.
I don't know why people stare at me when I'm driving taxi. If lady can drive a school bus, airplane, TTC, everything, train, tram, they don't look at them. And why am I sitting in the front of a taxi and they're really surprised to see me? I feel really shy.
Karim says that being a female cab driver has its challenges, but now the toughest part of the taxi business is across the board for both men and women. Getting customers, as the tough economic times are hitting cabs hard. Now, in China, a horrific crime. A farmer injured 5 children wielding a hammer at a kindergarten. This is the 3rd attack in 3 days at a Chinese school. Witnesses say these kindergarten victims' necks and heads were covered in hammer wounds. After the man was fended away with fire extinguishers, he grabbed 2 children and proceeded to drench himself in gasoline. He then lit himself ablaze. The 2 children were thankfully pulled away as the man burned himself to death. All 5 injured students are in stable condition. In less than a week, Britain's future hangs in the balance, and recent polls show a tight race ahead to see who will become England's prime minister. Last night in the final TV debate, Snap viewer polls had current Prime Minister Gordon Brown not winning, but coming in last. Conservative leader David Cameron was the winner and Liberal Democrat Nick Clegg came in second. With polls opening on May 6th, Gordon Brown and the Labour Party could be ousted for the first time in 13 years by the Conservatives. Now to sports. Tonight in playoff hockey, the Eastern Conference semifinals begin with the surprising 8th seed Montreal Canadiens traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Les Habitants' Yaroslav Halak looks to continue his monster play in these playoffs. He'll be sure to face a few shots from the leading playoff scorer, Sidney Crosby. Game time is 7 p.m. In the NBA, 3 games are on tap. First up, Josh Smith and the Atlanta Hawks travel to Milwaukee, down 3-2 in the series against the Bucks. Fear the deer, baby. Bucks playoff scorer, Young Money. Brandon Jennings looks to help put an end to the series at home. Milwaukee can cap it off with their 4th win in a row. At 9:30, the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. In every game so far, the home team has won. So can Kevin Durant and the Thunder push it to 7 games? Or will Kobe Bryant and the Lakers move on to the 2nd round? The Utah Jazz and Denver Nuggets have the late game tonight at 10 p.m. Game 6 is in Salt Lake. The leading scorer in the series has been Denver's Carmelo Anthony, averaging 33 points a game. Now in entertainment, a week before it releases in North America, Iron Man 2 is #1 in Europe. The movie finished in top spot everywhere it played. First opening in France on Wednesday, it opens up in 55 more countries this weekend. Canadians and Americans, you'll have to wait to see Iron Man take on Whiplash, though. The movie's North American release is next Wednesday at midnight. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Ryan Jagru, and have a great afternoon.